I'm super thankful for this opportunity to be able to stand up here tonight. I'm so out of sorts, as if you can't already tell. But can I tell you, and I even mentioned this to Preacher Thad just a few minutes ago, as I went home after that awesome service this morning, and as God moved, I remember sitting on the front row where Eric is sitting at, and as I began to think about it this evening, Preacher Thad, I thought about how I was sitting over there praying, and as I opened my eyes, I began to see these altars. They were slammed full of people, Brother Dallas, and people was getting help and all of that. And I began just to thank God just for the people that come to get help. And as I was at home, the thought pondered me that, hey, that there was so many people upon this altar this morning getting help. But as I got home, I began to think about, not everybody was down here, Brother David. Not everybody come down to this altar to get help, Preacher Thad. And I thought about it, and I even said this to Preacher Thad as we were standing up there and he was playing the piano. Is, hey, the oil's still here.
Yeah.
The oil's still here. It ain't left. It ain't gone nowhere. It's still here. It's still here. It stayed in the place, and it's still here tonight. So if you missed your opportunity this morning, I hope and I pray that you won't miss it tonight. If you've got your Bibles, let's turn to John chapter 4. If you don't mind, I'm thankful to be back at God's house this morning. Tonight. I hope that you are. I hope that you woke up from the nap this afternoon, or as you got dressed this evening, that you may have said to yourself, instead of I got to go to church this evening, hey, that I get to go to church this evening.
Amen.
John chapter 4, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Go down to verse number 7. It says, there cometh the woman of Samaria to give, woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were going away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Yeah.
The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. If the Lord just would help me for just a few moments, I'd like to preach just this thought. The water pot is still there. The water pot is still there. Let's pray. Kind Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, just to stand before you, Lord. I pray, God, that you hide me behind you tonight, God. I pray that your people hear me, God, that they hear you, and that they can, God, get things right, God, for everlasting too late, God. Lord, I love you tonight. Be with us as we dwell in your word, as we draw close to it. Father, we'll give you all the praise, all the honor, and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. As I said this evening, and I'm super thankful Super thankful to be able to have a friend such as Preacher Thad and Preacher Tim, and just to be able to be at this church and to stand behind the pulpit after they do. It's an honor to myself. But tonight I want you to think upon something. You know, Preacher Thad preached what he did this morning about the oil and about how it never run out and about how Jesus is enough. And friend, can I reiterate that tonight, that Jesus is enough? I don't care what you're going through, what stage of life that you're at, but Jesus is enough. He's the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore, and He'll be the same. I thought about that oil, about how that the oil in the Bible is significant of the Holy Ghost, and just about how it stayed, and about how tonight that is still here. He hasn't left, and about how the oil is still the same. He's still the same. He changeth not. But I thought about just a few points tonight, and I'll let you go. We're going to get out of here early, I can promise you that. But I want you to see in this passage of Scripture some things upon this woman, the sin in her life. You all know we've done this in the play, and the play is it's so good because I love the depiction of it, about how we can see every angle of going on in the play. And you know this woman. You've heard this story time and time and time again. And it's nothing new that I'm going to tell you tonight that you don't already know or you've not already read. But I just got 3 points, and we're going to get out of here. The first point, what I want you to see about this woman's sin, is the shame that this woman had over her sin. In verse 6, what I want you to realize this tonight, the Bible said, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour." And then the very next verse where we started our reading, it says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water." So at this time, the sixth hour means about noontime is what we would call it today. And I thought about those things, about that sixth hour, and just about how the people of that time, about how they would go and draw water, is they would go early in the morning because they needed the water throughout the day, whether it was to bathe with, whether it was to cook with, all of these other things, and to use the water throughout the day, drinking water. And I thought about this, about why did she come at that time of the day at 12 o'clock? You can imagine 12 o'clock in South Carolina during the summertime is pretty hot. Brother Dallas, it's pretty hot. And I can imagine as she would go each and every day to that water pot or that well and fill that water pot up and carry that thing back at noontime. Lord, the sweat that may have been dripping, all the effort, Brother, that it might have took for her to just do this simple process of just going to draw water and taking it back. Everybody else had gone early in the morning. She's by herself. So you see the shame. I can imagine as a shame of her sin, Preacher Thad, as she would go to this well. She obviously started out maybe clean. Sin enters her life. You see at the latter part of that text that she's had 5 husbands. Jesus calls her out. She's had 5 husbands, and the one she's with now is not her husband. It's the 6 men that she's got with her. I thought about the shame that she might have felt. Maybe it started, Brother David, with 1 or 2, and then all of a sudden word got out. Then all of a sudden word got out about who she was. Maybe she was called homewrecker. Maybe she was called this or that. You can imagine the names that may have been called as they all went to the well together and were gathered around, and they were all dipping from it and pouring into those water pots as the names that maybe those women may have associated her with. And, you know, maybe after time, Brother Dallas, it just got old. It just got old. Listen to what I said. It just got old. The shame from the sin got old. So she said, "I'm just going to go by myself, and I'm going to go to this well, to Jacob's well, at 12 o'clock in the noontime. Well, there ain't nobody else there. Nobody can harass me. Nobody can tell me how bad I'm being or what I've done. Nobody can tell me those things. or call me names, Brother Johnny. They can't do that. So I'll just go at this time during the heat of the day. The shame of sin that this woman had. She didn't want to be around nobody else. She just wanted to be by herself. Except on this day. Except on this day, there was something just a little bit different that was about to happen to this woman. There was something just a little bit different. Unusual. Unusual. You heard in the beginning of the text, the Jews and the Samaritans had no dealings with each other. I want you to see the shame of the sin. But next, I want you to see the saving from the sin. If you go back to verse number 14, Jesus is speaking here. The words are in all red. It says, "But whosoever drinketh of the water I shall give, him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The verse, very next verse, the woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." I want you to see the saving from the sin that this woman had been going back to this well each and every day. Think about that, each and every day. As I said earlier, it was in the heat of the day. As you can imagine, I don't know how big the water pot was, but it had to be enough for the day, for that day's time. And I can imagine Brother Mike, as she would carry that water pot maybe on her side as it would continue to get old and to get old day in and day out. And we're all human, so we like interaction with other people. I don't care what nobody says. You like it when somebody's there. And I can imagine as she just kept walking each and every day, as the days just get lonely, they're long, they're hot, they're lonely, as there's nobody to talk to, there's nobody to associate with during this time, the sweat that might have been running off of her face and maybe off of her body as she goes in and day out and continues to draw from this well. But friend, on this day, she got the saving from the sin. Jesus comes along and tells her about this water that he can give and about how it can be springing up like a into everlasting life. And as she says, "Yes! Yes! Give me this water. This is the water that I want." You see, sometimes we've got to get a little ashamed to the sin. But then sometimes you just got to get tired of it. Sometimes you just got to come to that point to where you just get tired of the sin. You see, I can imagine she gets tired of going back and forth and back and forth and filling this water pot up day in and day out. And she said, "I'm just tired of it. I wonder if something will change this day." It never changes. She keeps going. She keeps going, she keeps going. And then the day of least expecting, there's a Jewish man there that said, "I'll give you water that you won't have to thirst again with. I'll give you water that'll keep you from coming to have to draw from this well right here. The one that I'm going to give you is going to be on the inside. And you don't have to come back to this earthly well to draw." You see, sometimes you just, man, you just got to get tired of it. I'm thankful that there was that day that David, "I just finally got tired. I just finally got tired of running. I was already shameful because I didn't want my dad or my stepmom or my mom or anybody that I knew to know what I was doing." And then it reached that point to where, man, I just finally had to give up. I just finally had to, you see what happens when you finally can get, you see, whenever a police comes up to you and he says, "Put your hands up." You know what that's a symbol of? Submission, surrender. See, sometimes in life, that's what we just got to do with our sin. Amen. We just got to throw our hands up to it. Amen. And say, hey, I can't do this. You see, her sin was sexual sin. Each of us have something that we battle. Each of us have something that we battle. It may be this big, that big. It may be sexual sin. It may be all sorts of sins. Pornography, all of these other things that are ungodly that maybe you'd only do behind closed doors. It's that type of sin. You just got to get tired of it. You got to come to the point in your life to where, hey, enough is enough. I'm tired of hiding it. I'm tired of doing these things. And on that day, the man come along. You can imagine. I mean, just imagine with me for up, and he just begins to talk to her, and he tells her that she wouldn't have to come doing this thing that she'd been doing day in and day out. He says, "I can give you something. Brother David, if I told you that I could give you something to where you never have to work again, you'll take it. If I could do that to everybody in here, you take it." And friend, as this woman may, as he says, you won't have to come here to draw. I can imagine that Brother Robert, she grabbed that water pot. She just set it down. She just backed up from that well. And she said, "Sir, give me this water that I won't have to come back. I won't have to lug that big old water pot around." You see, she'd been doing it day in and day out. But then I want you to see lastly, not only do you got the shame of the sin, the saving from the sin, but I want you to see the repentance of the sin. You say, "Preacher, how do you see that in this text? This is nothing but a woman who's talking to Jesus at a well." Well, friend, if you go down to verse 28, she's sitting at this well, and as she's been going to it day in, as I've beat to death, the Bible says that the woman then left her water pot. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, "Come see a man which told me all things that I ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" You say, how do you see repentance in that? How can you even fathom seeing repentance by that? You see, Brother David, if sin's got me so bound and I'm walking this way and I keep walking this way, I've not repented of sin. I've not repented of sin. You see, what repentance is just not by the mouth. Can I get amen? Amen? Repentance is not just by the mouth, but you see, repentance has action to it. And see, when you go this way, if you're going in sin and you're living in sin and you're going this way, and you turn and you go back the other way, that is repentance of sin. I want you to see it in this text now. See it. She left the water pot. John sees this small thing in this text. He sees a small thing. She left a water bucket. But as God began to deal with me on this thing, she left the water pot, meaning she had been going to that well each and every day. She had been digging, dipping the water out of that well and trying to fill the void in her life and the hole that was in her life. And guess what she kept having to do? She kept having to keep coming back each and every day. And you can imagine, as that woman received that living water, Brother Robert, as she set that water pot down, and as she turned and as she walked away, that was it. You say, well, how do you know? How do you know that things are right with her between the Lord? Listen to this. If you go to verse 39, the Bible says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. Amen. She done got on fire. You see, when she had that water pot, she would go in day out. Hey, Brother Dale, she done walked that last time down to that water pot. She's standing there, and she got that living water, and she sets that water pot down, and she goes. I can imagine, Brother Robert, as maybe she come, she just took off running. Hey, she said, hey, there's a man down here that knows everything about me. Everything that I've ever done. And through that, through the testifying, through the telling, you see, we're not supposed to fill a pew. We're not supposed to just to come through those doors each and every Sunday and each and every Wednesday and that's it. You see, if this woman would have thrown that water pot down and went and she just sat there, then verse 39, it wouldn't be there. Verse 39 wouldn't be there. She got up, and I can imagine she just ran. She said, I got to tell somebody about Jesus. I got to tell him what he done for me and what he can do for you. Because if he can tell everything that I've ever done, Brother Dallas, amen, he can do the same for you.
That's right.
And he will.